Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, everyone? It is Friday. It is finally here in a week that felt like it would never end. You ever have one of those weeks where it just feels like it'll never end? Well, this is this week. But we made it to Friday. There's been no shortage of things to talk about, things to report on. And it's crazy because there really hasn't been a lot of sports played. Welcome to the Cave Show. This is PLR. Thank you for joining me today on this Friday. Getting ready for the weekend. It's supposed to actually drop from 179 degrees. We will actually have days under 100. Finally, here in Arizona. If there's nothing else to look forward to, I think that's it. We got a lot to get into. The NBA has planned to resume playoffs this weekend. WNBA tonight, all day, football practices are back. So all that stuff is back. Today we will have, let me rephrase that, we are scheduled for the reschedule of the interview with Chucky Brown. Unfortunately, he was unable to make it yesterday due to scheduling. So we are set to have that. I am going to open phone lines here rather quickly. I want to get as many thoughts and opinions on as much as possible. And I want to get my thoughts on something that's unpopularly popular. Hope I said that the correct way. Anyway, this is the Cave Show. Doesn't make sense to give you a full lineup. We'll get into that after we get the setup here. We're brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991. South Alma School, that's Alma School and Chandler Heights. Getting there, let them know PLR sent you 10% off of your cigar purchase. You can also become a club member there. Get you access to the members lounge, everything you need is back there, time, TVs, couches, chairs, refrigerator, everything, locker, keep your cigars in and back up to a humidor. One day I'll tell you a funny story about something I put in the humidor that I find you should never put in a humidor. Or in a locker, backing up to a humidor. Maduro serves beer and wine, so you can get your adult beverage on. All the games, like I said, are coming back, so go in there, sit down, relax. Now, for any reason, can't make it down there, no worries. You can still get the best selection of sticks at Stogie World, S-T-O-H-E-I-E, world.com. Same selection that you find if you go into Maduro's and check them out. Again, remember, if you're there in person, let them know PLR sent you 10% off of your cigar purchase. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. All calls made via the Carrie Lackey Law Line. That call line number is 917-889-7828. 917-889-7828. Let's open it up to some phone calls. This is the Cave Show with PLR. Thank you for joining us on Friday.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Lou, my man, how are you?
All right. Well, first of all, so when do you start putting up freeze warnings? At 95? Oh boy. Just kidding. Just kidding.
We should almost. We're actually not only going to get below 100 this weekend, but there's a 50%
wow.
chance of rain on Saturday, a 40% chance of rain on Sunday, and a 30% chance of rain on Monday.
And a 20% chance of snow on Tuesday. Okay. All right.
I would
Anywho.
Take it. I would take it.
I just thought I'd throw that in, you know. I'm going to be a meteorologist. All right. Well, everything, like you said, has come back. And I found this out earlier that the Big Ten may decide they want to start their season on Thanksgiving weekend. Hey, great. I got something watching that Friday then. Thank God. Yeah, they were.
You know what,
I
worry about?
They're thinking of that.
I worry about the. I think it's a good idea. I don't think anything is a bad idea. And I've said that
right
over and over. Look, if you think you can keep players safe, play. If you think you're gonna have trouble keeping players safe, don't play. I mean, it's to me, that's the key. So I'm not mad at. The people who made the decision to play, and the ACC, the Big 12, and SEC, they have to live with whatever consequences happen. The Pac-12, they have to live with the reverse consequences if everything can go right for those other three and they decide to sit out.
Yeah.
And the Big Ten would have to live with their consequences if they wait and they don't get in the mix of the things they're trying to get in the mix of. Basically, right, making big boy decisions, big lady decisions, you have consequences on either side. So is any of them wrong or right? Only time tells that.
No, I mean, I guess it depends on the individual, but you know what the controversy is surrounding, like, you know, and the parents of the Big Ten were not happy how they decided to pull the plug too quickly. I mean, you know, I think I agree with them that they did pull it too quickly on them, and that's not fair to the parents. That's not fair to the kids. I mean, really. You didn't even get really a fair chance.
Yeah, I'm curious. I mean, but see, that's what I'm saying. I think waiting or not waiting, you can set yourself up. If the Pac-12 is saying, we think that it'll be better in the spring, we're going to put all our eggs in a basket for spring football, then you start preparing accordingly. A lot of these teams I'm interested in and seeing how things work out because they haven't even really started full in-pad practices to the extent that they would have in a normal year. So what type of shape are these kids going to be in? How many hamstrings, groin pulls, back muscles are we going to see pulled? So I think by saying waiting, sometimes that could be a dangerous game too, because if you don't actually put the pads on, and Lou, I don't know if you ever played football, but it's one thing walking around in shells and shorts. It's a whole nother thing to get patted down and get hit. So, and we're not talking to pros where some guys had money to get the facilities. We're talking about college kids that were locked out of everything. And here's what's funny, Lou. I'm not worried about juniors going to seniors. I'm not. I'm worried about freshmen going to sophomores that haven't worked out under a strict regimen from March all the way until August. They haven't put on the muscle and the mass that they normally put on. How are their bodies going to hold up? That's my concern. And I think if anyone has heard me, my concern has been that more than COVID.
Well, COVID, of course, caused all this mess in the first place. So.
Right. So, So we'll see, my friend, but I'm more concerned with them getting injured than catching COVID.
I think
I know that sounds crazy.
I mean, that's true.
But that's more of my worry. Yeah, that's more of my worry.
I know. I mean, but, you know, they're going to get injured anyway. I mean, you know, you can't avoid that because football is a dangerous game and, you know, players are going to get hurt. I mean, that's nothing new.
You're 100% correct. But it's not the hit injuries I'm worried about. It's the muscle tissue injuries I'm worried about because they haven't been hit. Look at basketball.
Okay.
They went to pro basketball and went to the bubble. And the first three games, they looked terrible. And they're the pros. And they looked terrible because their timing was off.
Well,
everything was off. Football.
Yeah, I mean, but I expected that.
My point exactly. So football, now, this is a game, I don't know if you ever heard him say it, but Ed Smith, who played in the NFL, said, football is like a ballet or something of that nature because everyone has to know their job and be doing it at exactly the same time.
I've heard of that.
And the only way you do that is to practice. Practice, 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 practice. They
like
haven't
Carnegie
had that
Hall.
Opportunity. Like Carnegie Hall. And so that's my
there,
that's
practice,
my
practice, practice.
Practice, practice, practice.
Speaking of, you know,
listen,
you know, from being
your Yankees,
from being a person who plays piano.
your Yankees, real quick before you say that, Aaron Judge back on the DL. Did you see that?
What else is there? Yeah. Yeah. Just when we thought everything was okay, he gets hurt again. Oh boy. This is not the time to get injured.
Yeah. Yeah.
Losing
I
a double
header
to Atlanta on Wednesday, and now this, what next? But like I said, we dealt with injuries before. Last year, virtually everybody on the team was injured. Everybody thought, nah, they're not going to do it this year. They're too banged up. They're more of a mass unit than a baseball team. Little did they know that they went all the way to the American League World, the American League Championship, and came within one strike, or came within one inning away of maybe even winning the World Series. Getting there, that is.
Yeah.
So, you know, everybody underestimated them last year, so maybe they'll underestimate them again this year.
Well, the good part is there's an expanded playoff, so they don't
right.
have to necessarily be quite great to get in, to get hot.
Yeah.
If that, you know, the way I'm saying it, like, if you
right.
once you get in, if you get hot, it really doesn't matter what happened, you know, midway
no.
through the season. That's exactly what they're coming up to. Everyone now is coming up to midway through the season.
Yeah, and the trade deadline is, I think, Monday?
If I'm not mistaken, I think you're correct.
Yeah. You got any thoughts on that?
No. And I'll tell you why. Because usually in a season, you know by the trade deadline if you're a buyer or if you're a seller. You know.
Right.
Because the cream has started to separate. But now, I mean, if you're in America, and I'll just look at the American League. Tampa right now, Tampa Bay, New York, Minnesota, Chicago, Cleveland, Oakland, Houston are all right there. Well, which one is technically the seller and which one is technically the buyer? I mean, you're all right now in the playoffs. I just named to you all eight teams that are in. So then do the other teams automatically? I mean, is Baltimore a seller? They're only two games out of the playoffs. Is Seattle a seller? They're only like three games out of the playoffs. And it's even worse in the National League, where other than the Dodgers, the Padres, and the Braves, and the Cubs, almost everyone is playing around 500 ball. So, but you're going to be in the playoffs. So are you a seller or are you a buyer? So I think it's so confusing right now. I think GMs are most GMs, I think, will stand pat.
Yeah. I think with this year and everything, I think you're right.
And rumor has it, I've heard from like three people that I really, really trust that are baseball writers as well. There is probably going to be a strike next year.
Oh, gee, you think?
So if you're looking at something like that, is it prudent of you to start moving people now?
But that would be at the end of next year, not the beginning, right?
Right, but are you going to start moving pieces, a lot of pieces now, if you're interested in winning this year and next year? You know what I mean? Is that the wise move? And let's just say this. Say you're a team like Pittsburgh. Do you really want to give up all your farmhands now? I mean, for what? So I think it's not your usual trade deadline here. You know, there's no, it's just different. Everything's different, Lou.
Yeah. Welcome to the 21st century, people.
Hey, welcome to 2020. You know, welcome to 2020.
Yeah, I know.
2020 has been the year.
Or it hasn't been the year, as the case may be.
Lou, if a lamb walked across Central Park right now playing a flute, while wearing a pair of Beats listening to Iron Maiden, it wouldn't shock me.
That's interesting.
Wouldn't shock
me. That's an interesting concept. I'd like to see that.
And you know what we would say when we saw it? It's 2020.
Yeah.
Give me a number for tomorrow before we have to. We're not up against
all
it yet,
right.
But before we get up against it, give me a number.
512-543-4662. 512-543-4662.
And give people the names.
It's called the Enhanced Sports Show, and we'll have a lot to discuss tomorrow. Oh boy, will we? But.
Because you do your thing once a week, so you probably need like a 6-hour show to get it all in.
Well, I don't know about that. It's 2 hours.
You might need more than that. You know, you forgot something, Lou. I'm trying to run point guard and throw you assists. You might want to share with people the time.
5 to 7 p.m. That's East Coast time.
So out here in my neck of the woods, folks, that's 2 to 4.
Right.
Give your heads up. 2 to 4.
Of course, when we change the time, it'll be 3 o'clock for your time.
Yep. Since we never change.
Right. Come November. That's
yep.
That's right. You and a very small part of the country don't change. Why?
Don't change. Us and I think Indiana and I believe reservations don't change.
Okay, so go make a reservation. Oh. Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
But up,
that was, yeah. Yeah, bump. He'll be here every Tuesday, right?
Oh, I'll be here all week. Oh, like you didn't see that coming.
I should have. After all these years, I should have seen that coming.
Then I've been part of this show now for 3 years.
Hey, I've got to let you know something, too, real quick. I don't know if you remember him, but he was really good. Chris Zorich played for Notre Dame, played for the Chicago Bears. And then one of your giants, Stacy Dillard, we will actually be filming a Zoom meeting with them tomorrow to talk cigars as well as sports and sports stories. So I'll have a part of that playing on the show next week and have the excerpts on Instagram as well as YouTube. So. So I get that out there and share that with you as well. So it should be a fun show tomorrow.
Correct.
And we try to do these at least like once a month. But hey, my friend, hopefully I get a chance because hopefully my listeners listen, and I definitely want to get a chance to call you. But have a good weekend, buddy.
Okay. So
all right, Lou.
Hopefully you'll be on the show tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
All right, thanks.
All right, buddy. Always good to catch up with my man, Lou. It has literally been 3 years. It didn't even seem like it. Time goes so fast. Listen, we got to jump to pay a couple bills. Hopefully, we can get Chucky on. If not, we got some other stuff that we can jump into. We'll do all that right after this. This is the Cave Show with PR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The law office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the law office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
You never know what you'll hear on The Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend, and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend, and I said, "Hey, shut up." Because I need to listen to The Cave Show with PLR.
Welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Thank you for joining us on this Friday. Heading into the weekend, cannot wait. Absolutely could not wait for this weekend to get started. been a long week. Been a very long week. Been a tiring week. I think that's what makes it so crazy. This week has been so tiring. Sometimes you feel like you're arguing a valid point and people get so dug in that they can't see that point. And I think that's the part that gets frustrating. But like I said, this is the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Make sure that you download the app for the Casual Sports Radio Network, KSR. And that's where you can check us out every day live. One, you get a replay at 3 o'clock, and you can download that app at the Apple App Store, Google Play Store, anywhere you get your apps. And as you know, as we've been on for years, you can also catch us live, BTR, 1 o'clock as well. Do you ever want to check out any of our shows? Pop on to thesportscave.com. Cave is with the K. Click the Listen Live button and just plethora of shows pop up in front of you. If I could play the music that goes, that's what would happen when you click that button. Because they all pop up for you. Pick and choose which ones you want. I always like to say the best way to get ready for the Monday show is to listen to a past show so you can know the vibe that we have. But anyway, all that is at thesportscave.com. Don't forget, Cave is with the K. Tomorrow, like I said, we will be having a Zoom meeting. Unfortunately, I can't do live with it because you never know who's going to hop in there, who's going to say something crazy, who's going to say something odd, who's going to try to post something they shouldn't. But we will have the replay of it, like I said. We'll have snippets of it here on The Cave Show, as well as video snippets on Instagram and YouTube. It should be a lot of fun. We're talking sports, cigars, laid-back show. Just, you know, actually the perfect show to wrap up a week that has been all turmoil. But scheduled to be on tomorrow, Stacy Dillard, former defensive lineman with the New York Giants, Chris Zorich, Bear, Notre Dame Fighting Irish, and if I'm not mistaken, Chris went to CVS as well. So a lot in the, for those that I said that like everyone's from Chicago, Chicago Vocational School. I also believe that Juwan Howard went there as well, former member of the Fab Five, coach of Michigan now. So it should be a very, very fun show. Really looking forward to getting into that tomorrow. The one thing I think you've noticed is we try our best to get as many cool guests on as we can. A lot of different backgrounds, a lot of different life experiences. And then sometimes you just want to have, and you want to sit back and you want to hear stories. Listen, football stories are great. In fact, I'm going to play for you now. This is one of my favorite stories ever told on this show. It's about a minute. And it's Zach Crockett talking about Bobby Bowden. And you probably heard me play this one before. But this is one of the funniest stories ever. And this is why you like to get athletes on, because they tell the absolute best stories.
This story popped up in my mind. I remember when Sebastian Janikowski got in trouble at the national championship. I guess he was out drinking, got in some trouble at the bar and all that. So that it was right for the national championship. He said, oh, they say, everybody go bow now. You going to suspend him? He said, Sebastian from Poland. He said, so I don't know what the rules are in Poland. This might be legal. So I can't get suspended. I find out what the rules are in Poland. What are the rules of Poland have anything to do with the national championship in New Orleans right now? So he was like, nah, listen, man, you got to take all that stuff into account. Where the kid is from, you know, he's from Poland, man. This might be legal. So that's just one of those things. That's one of those things. He always protect this kid. When he said, I'm going to treat you like you're my child, he meant that.
Only someone that was there could tell that story that way. you know, only someone that's been there. And that's why, honestly, athletes tell just the best possible stories. And writers, we're not as good. We don't have as much flair and comedy. This is 20 seconds. This was just on one of our cave show, sports cave, get all the athletes together conversations. This was just Jim Leyritz a couple months ago. Jim, you hit one of the biggest home runs, and everybody still remembers that shot you hit. What would that, to piggyback off what Greg said, what would that have been like if there were no fans in attendance?
Well, you know, it was kind of like there wasn't because it was hit in Atlanta, so they got real.
You see what I'm saying? This is what we're looking forward to tomorrow with Chris Sorich, Stacey Dillard, hopping on. There's always that story. There's always that story that makes you laugh and makes you feel good about the good parts about sports. And I got some sound today that isn't going to always express the good stuff later. But I really want you to be ready to anticipate what we're going to have for you next week when we have all this cut up, ready to go. Listen, yesterday we got so into it, we didn't really take all the breaks we were supposed to. Not going to do that today. So we need to step aside for about 15 seconds, actually make it 30. We'll come back. And we're going to get into the D-backs and their manager and what Troy Lovallo said to us yesterday after the Diamondbacks called off their game with the Colorado Rockies.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
Bombs and birdies, baby. Bombs and birdies. That's all it's about.
Welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Make sure you're following us on all our social media platforms, on the Instagram, on the Twitter, on the Facebook, at thesportscave.com. Again, cave is with a K. Check out a lot of stuff that we get put up, a lot of good quotes, a lot of good pictures, a lot of good video. So don't be the one that's missing out. Don't be that dude. Make sure you're definitely checking it out. So, yesterday, the Arizona Diamondbacks, Colorado Rockies, and I know there were other teams as well, and one of them I really want to get into, one of the games between the Mets and the Florida Marlins, but we'll start here locally with the Diamondbacks. And they decided not to play. And here's what's really different about it is, before the show yesterday, before we went on, Troy Lovallo on, and he was talking about his platform and everything that was happening and how he felt, and we played that sound for you yesterday. But there was no, at the time, there was nothing that was saying this game will definitely not be played. Well, game didn't get played because Major League Baseball decided to stand in unison with their other brethren, the NBA, and bringing awareness to the social justice issues in this country. Here's what I find really funny before I play this sound. We have a congressman, and I keep calling him a congressman, a councilman in the city of Phoenix called Sal DiCicco, who called the NBA players a bunch of whiny bitches. I can't make this stuff up. He called the NBA players a bunch of whiny bitches for not playing. Here's what's funny. He copied, after he sent the tweet, mind you, his next tweet was to copy Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham, Sean Hannity. And then we hear, we don't want politics and sports to mix. So when a city councilman sends a tweet calling those grown men whiny bitches, he wants to make sure he gets his attaboys. So he made sure he got that tweet sent off. Now, I didn't look to see if he got the attaboys that he was looking for, but he looked stupid and he looked asinine and he looked very weak. And here's my question. Right behind the NBA, the WNBA, let me go ahead and count this off. The NBA, the WNBA called off their games. They didn't call off the season. They called off their games in protest. Followed by Major League Baseball. Followed by professional tennis. Followed by Major League Baseball. Now, I don't like to consider myself a Twitter junkie. Basketball called itself off. I saw a lot of posts that said, hockey would never do this. Great American game. All about the Patriots. Only patriotic people play hockey. Major League Baseball would never get caught up in this crap. They went as far as they were going to go when they put Black Lives Matter on pitcher mounds or behind a pitcher mound first game of the year. But they would never go as far as to do this other stuff. Huh. Tennis is an individual game. Never have to worry about it creeping into tennis. Huh. Soccer. These guys just want to play. Huh. When history comes out, there's a right side and a wrong side. And here's the part I don't get, and maybe someone could explain it to me. Protesting isn't protesting in the manner that you feel is acceptable to you. So when Colin Kaepernick knelt for the national anthem, he basically gave up everything for protesting. And people said he was wrong. That's not the way you do it. That's not the right platform. You shouldn't do that. Even though he was told that's how you do it. The NBA, they're a bunch of whiny bitches. We haven't heard anything about the NHL. We haven't heard anything about from baseball. I've seen people say, you know, if they really want to prove a point, walk away from the sport. Walk away and prove that, you know, you really mean what you say. So they have to? Why is it upon them to walk away from the sport to prove that this is all they want to do? Do both? I don't get that. Do baseball players need to leave the game? Do hockey players not need to leave the games? I'm lost there. I guess that's where I'm thrown. Maya Moore did leave the game to work on social reform and prison reform. She left a very good career. But I've yet to see people use her as a glowing example in the manner that she should be. Now, I'm not comparing anyone to any other person for them raising their social conscience meter. I guess, but where I get confused is we want people to do it in a peaceful way. You don't want looting, right? Obviously, no one wants looting. No one wants people tearing crap up. But when you do it peacefully, it has to be a likable way that is peaceful. Right? So people need to dictate how they can protest. And I love it when I hear, why are they protesting anyway? And we're going to create laws to stop people from trying to protest. I bet England wishes they would have done that then. Because if England had enacted those same laws, we would still be England. Or at least part of it. I hate it when people say, Muhammad Ali, he gave up everything. Are people willing to do that? Well, when Muhammad Ali decided to go against what everyone wanted him to do and be his own man, this is what happened. In Chicago, where he spent much of his banishment, Mayor Richard Daley, the old one, refused to call him by his Muslim name. And then Illinois Governor Otto Kerner called him patriotic. How familiar does that sound? So now everyone who loves Muhammad Ali, right, and telling you you should do things the way Muhammad Ali did it, I bet you $1,000 your parents weren't saying that back in the 60s. He was being called unpatriotic. What are guys called now? Unpatriotic. Absolutely amazing, isn't it? We are having history repeat itself all over again. See, now it's easy. We're almost 50 years removed from Muhammad Ali. Now it's cool to compare him. When he was fighting and winning a gold medal for this country, he was patriotic. When he called out this country for its misdeeds, he became unpatriotic. Huh. So I guess when athletes are saying everything is great, they're patriotic. But if they say, look, we're not saying all of anything is bad, but there are some really bad people that do this job, then they're unpatriotic. If you agree with me, you're patriotic. If you don't agree with me, you're unpatriotic. More about Muhammad Ali. British television, same talk show host, David Susskind, exonerated Ali as a disgrace to his country, his race, and what he laughably describes as his profession. Susskind said Ali was a simplistic pawn and a fool. Let me jump to today, or the last couple days, where Jason Whitlock said LeBron James is a Marxist and is a tool and a pawn for what they're trying to get to. Huh. A tool and a pawn. 50 years ago, Ali was a simplistic pawn and a fool. We think history doesn't repeat. We think that the same arguments have changed. And I'm still talking sports. That's the funny part. We're talking, and I'm talking, and giving you the straight examples of what Muhammad Ali, who's quote-unquote the hero, quote-unquote the person that gave up everything, that's really cool. He's cool now. He wasn't cool then. I'm going to quote, I've seen this on a couple Facebook posts from people I know. Muhammad Ali walked away in the prime of his career because he wouldn't compromise his beliefs and principles. Any current NBA, NFL, MLB, NHL players care enough to make the sacrifice, or is it just noise? Well, Maya Moore walked away. I don't see a ton of girls that's constantly eating at her. When Muhammad Ali walked away, let me read this again. He is a disgrace to his country, his race, and what he laughingly describes as his profession. He's a simplistic and a fool. 50 years later, he's a hero. Cave Show with PLR, back in 30 seconds.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School and Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
Hey, this is Mikel Bridges with the Phoenix Sun. I'm in a cave with PLR.
Welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Thanks for joining us today. Amidst a lot of nonsense and chaos going on in the world of sports. Yesterday, like I said, the Diamondbacks did not take the field, against the Rockies. But in a game, and I have the sound from Torrey Lovello, I promise that I'm going to play it. But in a game that I thought was just very, very interesting, the New York Mets took the field along with the Florida Marlins. They took the field, but they didn't stay on the field. 42 seconds, because today is Jackie Robinson Day, Integrated Baseball. They took the field, but they didn't stay on the field. They ended up leaving. After the 42-second moment of silence, they tipped their caps and they walked off the field, leaving only a Black Lives Matter t-shirt on home plate. Now, I've been looking all over for them to get talked badly about. Baseball is crazy. Baseball is sold out. All their players are a bunch of whiny bitches. Didn't see it anywhere. What I did see, though, and what I did hear, is hot mic time. A hot mic that's making Rob Manfred, the commissioner of baseball, look like an idiot and have to try to defend himself for not getting it. The Mets, Brody Van Wagenen, who's kind of backtracking himself now, said, Rob Manfred doesn't get it. He wants the players to come out, take the field, 7-10, do whatever protest they want, and then come back at 8-10 and play. And he's saying, Manfred just doesn't get it. This is yesterday. Today, the hammer came down. And now we're supposed to believe that Mets GM Brody Van Wagenen, when he apologized, saying miscommunication to Rob Manfred's criticism. You know what that was. Someone grabbed him by the back and said, yo, man, you got caught on hot mic, and you better go clean this crap up. Hot mics again, people. Hot mic is a son of a gun. It wasn't Manfred. Wasn't Manfred at all. Manfred just got caught up. We believe you. We believe you. We know that someone came down on you. Don't worry about it. We get it. We get it. You're so good with us, Brody. Just watch out for that hot mic. Because next time, you don't want to have to come back and apologize for telling the truth. Let's get to the sound, I promise you. Yesterday, Torre Lovello, before the game, was talking about using his platform. And even if he wasn't a manager anymore, there's a certain amount of injustice in this world that he wants to point out, he wants to talk about. He wants to be a part of the solution, not part of the problem. Last night, after the game got called off, he came back out and he talked to us some more. Now, the one thing I did want to know, and I did want to ask him, had he had an opportunity to speak to any other managers other than the Rockies manager, just kind of get a pulse of what's going on in Major League Baseball?
No, I have not. I have not. Unfortunately, you know, you get into the grind of what's happening around you, and I was unable to reach out to any of the managers that I have called my friends or consider my friends or close enough to reach out and get their points of view. But I've had ongoing conversations with a couple, but not over the past 24 hours.
And that's fair. Everyone is caught up doing their own thing. And everyone is, obviously, every grown-up is making their own decision. I think in asking that, I was just more curious is if they've had discussions at a manager level, not a general manager level, not an owner's level, not a player's level, but the managers who are obviously in charge of the actual games being played and having to deal with all the different personalities that's going on around them and everything in the world that's going on around them. So I think a lot of that has to do, like you said, with timing, not having an issue. Everyone's doing their own thing in terms of getting their teams ready to play. And from what I'm hearing today, everyone's going to be back playing baseball on Jackie Robinson Day. The day that he debuted, it's generally in April, obviously. But this whole devil COVID-19 thing was floating around like April 15th, so it was bumped to today to recognize it. But then I also asked him about his platform again. He talked about it earlier, and I wanted to ask Torre again about his platform and how important was it and for the for Major League Baseball to follow basketball, NFL, hockey, in a show of unison for all the craziness that's going on right now.
Yeah, I think you know this platform was giving us all a chance to make an aggressive statement and. You know, I just hope that it doesn't stop there. I feel like I spoke openly about it today more than I have in the past. And I just want to make sure that, you know, everybody knows how I feel, but I want to make sure that it continues and the education continues and the conversations continue. And then, you know, the actions behind the words continue. I feel like, baseball made a sacrifice yesterday. I think the rest of the baseball world today made a similar sacrifice for the right reasons.
And it's there you go. Someone I used to work with a long time ago is saying it's just that simple. Listen, people, I'm going to say this. I'm going to continue to say this. People in the middle have common sense. People on edges don't. People that are so far one way or so far the other way, they don't have a shred of common sense. They don't. You can't convince me of that. You can't convince me of that because of this simple reason. You can take any 2-year-old you want, put him in a room with another 2-year-old. I don't care if it's black, white, Latino, Slovakian, Indian, Persian, Iraqi, it doesn't matter. You can put 2 2-year-olds in the same room, and those 2-year-olds will find a reason to play together. They'll find a reason to like each other. They'll find a reason to have fun. It is old, grumpy people that convince them that there's this huge difference. And it's old, grumpy people that feel they have to hold on so tight to mistruths and arrogance and wrongness that start to filter into the hearts of young people. If you've ever played sports or ever been around sports, you'll find there's a bunch of people that hang out with a bunch of people. They go to each other's houses and they don't agree on everything. Hell, married couples don't agree on everything. Siblings don't agree on everything. Siblings are raised in the same house by the same parents and have different thought patterns. So you know doggone well, not everyone is going to have the same thought as you. The problem is nobody wants to listen. Everybody is already ready to present their argument that they're not ready to listen. There is a big difference. And what NBA players, what NFL players, what NHL players, what tennis players, what MLB players are trying to get everyone to understand is there is a difference. People aren't treated the same only because of economic differences. There's an assumption at times for all the wrong reasons. And I don't know why that's so hard for people to understand. Aren't all cops bad cops? No. But there are bad cops. Are all doctors good doctors? No. There's a bunch of quacks. That's why they have malpractice insurance. Are all lawyers good lawyers? No. Do you think all defense attorneys love defending people they know are guilty? Do you think they go home at night and sleep really well knowing that their job is to get a convicted murderer off? Really stop and think about that for a second. Bad and everything. But for some reason, when you call out that, there's an issue. People say, well, you know what? We want to see proof. We want to see records. We want to see tapes. If I am doing something I shouldn't be doing, am I going to write it down? There was a cop in Arizona that was going around fondling women, telling them, do something for me. I'll let you off this ticket. Give me a little something, and I'll give you a little something. He did this for years before he got caught. Do you think in his report he was writing, stop, told her, if she gives me something, I'll give her something? Is that the way the report looked? Because if I needed to show proof, I don't have that proof. So it's asinine to me to say, well, if cops have been doing this, there would have been proof. Proof from who? Listen to what people are saying to you. I'm alive. I wasn't shot, thankfully. I was pulled over before and asked, how does a young black man drive such a nice car? It's a good thing that wasn't wink, wink, racial profiling. Wink, wink. I wasn't pulled over speeding. Tags were good. Both headlights were on. Radio wasn't loud. None of that. But I happened to have a really nice car to be really young. And he wanted to know how that happened. And I'm going to bet a mortgage payment that that didn't end up on a report. But that's again. Let's get you out of here on some good news and notes so you can get into your weekend and have some fun. Russell Westbrook from what everyone is saying, looks magnificent. Looks like he's the old Russell Westbrook again. He's going to play of the OKC Houston Rockets series. All games resume tomorrow. WNBA resumes tonight. Hockey resumes Saturday. So everyone will be back playing, ready to roll. I, for one, think it's cool that sports stuck together. That sports said, we're going to just do this to raise the conscious level. We're not dumb enough to think, oh, everyone sat down for a while, oh, everything's fixed. Just like we're not dumb enough to think, oh, everyone took a knee, oh, well, everything's fixed. Now, even the Bible says you need deeds to follow up the faith. Still need work. I just think it's cool when sports sticks together. And I think it'll be cool when we can get back this weekend to watching sports. And on Monday, hopefully I have the opportunity to talk more about sports, because this is a sports talk show, and not the effects that sports is having on the world, hopefully open the eyes to so many people. But I will tell you this, if you're ready to boycott all sports, you better be ready for your cornhole tournament next. I don't know when the next one is, but you should look on the roster of the Ocho and see when they're bringing it back. Also, for all those you hypocrites that are boycotting all sports, I don't want to see you playing fantasy sports, because you know you're going to peek in then and see how your team's doing. Don't be a hypocrite. You're going to boycott. Man up, boycott it. Woman up, boycott it. I don't want to see you in any team wear. I don't want to see you buying team gear. I don't want to see you playing fantasy sports. Because if not, you're going to have to explain some stuff to me. On the Twitter, the Facebook, and the Instagram, at Sports Cave. Cave is with the K. The sportscave.com is the website. Again, Cave is with the K. You can get me on the Twitter at PLR on Sports. I tweet just about anything. Right now, I'm having some real issues with Days of Our Lives, and I'm sure they're going to get sick of me tweeting. And if you're judging me, I really don't care. I got hooked into it, and I can't give it up. As we used to say in old days, I can't quit them. I've tried to quit them. I can't quit them. And as bad as the show is, I just can't quit them. And I'm glad it's time to sign off, because I'm not going to get drawn into it and go down this tunnel. Thank you for hanging with us this week. This has been the Cave Show with PLR. Tips, bring us home.